Throughout history, many large empires such as Britain, France, and Japan have used imperialism as a way to gain power. As we have learned from these countries, imperialism negatively impacts both the imperialists and the colonies.
Hello, this is Kozan.
And this is Melina.
And today we are discussing the essay Shooting an Elephant by George Orwell. Orwell uses anecdotes, tone, and the metaphor of the elephant to show that imperialism leads to conflict and peer pressure.
In the beginning of the essay, he uses the anecdote of his job as a police officer in Burma to show the inner and outer conflicts that imperialism caused.
In the first paragraph, he talks about how he was an obvious target. He was hated by the people because of his English status. The outer conflict between him and the Burmese is due to imperialism.
The Burmese people didn't realize he knew imperialism was an evil thing and was all for the Burmese. Those quotes are from the second paragraph of page 1, by the way. And as a police officer in Burma, he'd seen up close what imperialism does and how negatively it can impact a society. However, since he was treated so badly by the Burmese, he thought that the greatest joy in the world would be to drive a bayonet into a Buddhist priest's guts.
This is showing Orwell's inner conflict. On one hand, he feels bad and like he's the problem. But on the other hand, he hates the Burmese. After he explains the conflicts between himself and the Burmese, he begins to tell the anecdote of the elephant.
On page 2, he said that he felt pressured when the whole population of the quarter flocked out of their houses and followed him.
He feels that he has no choice, and he felt pressured.
He said that he had no intention of shooting the elephant, also on page 2, but he soon changes his mind as he saw the crowd of Burmese people grow, and he felt very unnerved by them.
On page 3, he said that the 2,000 wills of the Burmese kept pressing him forward.
He didn't want to look weak in their eyes.
He felt as though he was an absurd puppet.
And he soon realized that when the white man turns tyrant, it is his own freedom that he destroys.
It shows that those in power only have as much as they're given.
And both of those last quotes were from page 3. Feels good to have. Orwell then uses diction, inner monologue, and imagery to show his tone, which is guilt.
He first showed guilt when he said, on page 3, it would be murder to shoot him, meaning the elephant.
He knew it was wrong and he shouldn't do it, just like he knew imperialism was wrong. He knew he shouldn't shoot the elephant, but because he was pressured, he did it anyways.
He continued showing a guilty tone by using diction and imagery.
After the first shot, the elephant looked stricken, shrunken, immensely old, and climbed to his feet with desperate slowness.
By using that word choice and imagery, he showed guilt.
Orwell's use of words like desperate and stricken carry a lot more weight than if he just said the elephant got back up or looked injured. By using these words, he is realizing the weight of his actions and the harm he caused the elephant.
At the end of the essay, we encountered the metaphor of the elephant.
The elephant was caged his whole life and then stripped almost to the bones, and that's from page 4.
The elephant represents the colonies.
It wasn't given much freedom, and all of its resources were taken from it, just like the colonies.
After the metaphor, he displays a new tone, defensiveness.
In the last paragraph, he tries to make himself look better by saying, "Legally, I had done the right thing."
He ultimately knew he was wrong, but he told himself, a mad elephant has to be killed.
Instead of facing what he had done, he doesn't want to have to think about his guilt, so instead he's trying to make excuses for what he had done. Yeah.
George Orwell conveys his message that imperialism leads to peer pressure and conflict using anecdotes, tone, and the metaphor of the elephant.
Through the conquest of places like the Americas, Africa, and Southeast Asia, and the essay, Shooting an Elephant by George Orwell, we can now see how it negatively impacted both sides.